This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
What a beautiful, beautiful noise unto the Lord we create when we worship in spirit and in truth. And today, we are experiencing something so beautiful. God's love pouring and pouring and pouring. And it is unceasing. I believe it's like a tap. But this tap, you can't turn it off. That's how awesome God's love is. You cannot turn it off, because that is how much He loves us. You know, when I consider what God the Father did for me and for you, He let His own Son be sacrificed like the sacrificial lamb. And He was crucified so cruelly on that cross 2,000 years ago, so that He could reconcile you and I with God the Father, and He could bring us grace. As I contemplate that, my heart soars, because that is who He is. Let's look at Philippians, the third chapter. And from verse 6, Paul is talking, writing a letter to the church in Philippi that he founded, and he says this. He was talking about his past life, and he says, I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, and now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I became righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. So powerful. His words are so powerful. And He's not looking back in sorrow, He's not looking back in anger. He's not looking back on his life with any other sense than knowing that he now knows the truth. And therefore, what does the truth do? The truth sets him free. Beloved, that is what will happen for you. Rather than looking back on what you did before and how you were before, right now is where you are. Right now, in this present, is where you are. And what are you doing? As you listen to this, what are you doing? Are you worshiping him? Are you closing your eyes and meditating on his glory? Or maybe you're thinking that you are unworthy. I am here to tell you, there's nothing you can do that would make you unworthy of God's love. There is nothing you could do that would make you unworthy to receive that which God Almighty Himself has for you. Paul says he's discarded everything and counts it as garbage, as rubbish. And that's what we must do. We must look back, grab all the rubbish there, chuck it in a garbage bag, and stick it at the foot of the cross, because it's going to be burned up with holy fire. We're praying and asking the Lord to send his fire, because that fire will burn up all the dross. And then we can be refined in that fire and become pure gold, because that is what Jesus wants. He wants you to say, I receive your love, Lord. And there is no cost. He wants you to say, Lord God Almighty, I receive your love. And I want you to say that with me now. Lord God Almighty, I receive your love. Say it again. Lord God Almighty, I receive your love, and I sense right now, right across the globe, wherever you happen to be listening to this broadcast, I sense that walls are coming crashing down, and you know it. Don't try and build them again. Let them crash down. Because what God Almighty wants to do is smash that wall down, fill you full of his love, and then protect you with his hedge of protection. You no longer need to build that wall to self-preserve. There is no need. You can let go and just receive his love. Father, as those walls come crashing down, I pray now a hedge of protection to keep them safe, Lord. Paul says this, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience resurrection from the dead. That is so deep, so awesome. And when we share in the gospel, when we share in his holy word, it does something supernatural, and what it does is it draws you close, draws me close to our Lord God. and I know this, that his word says, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. That is awesome. I love that. It fills me full of joy. It fills me full of his love. Turn with me, if you will, to James, the 4th chapter. And I want to go to verse 8. And James says this, so humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And this, beloved, is what is changing now. Because we are realizing as a church, as a people, as an ecclesia, we are realizing that we need to keep our eyes focused on him. We need to draw close to him so that he will draw close to us. We need to sense this about Almighty God. And I tell you, I'm sensing it now, and it is so beautiful. Give up, beloved. Throw in the towel of trying to live in the world and trying to live in Christ Jesus. Just chuck in the towel, because you can't do it. Not because God Almighty will not allow it, but because you can't. In your inner being, you can't. So you might as well just give up. Give up and allow God to continue to pour his love into you. You know, this is truly amazing. Because I am bringing you this word, I can't see you. This is radio. I can't see you. You can hear my voice, but I can't see you. I can't see your reactions to what is being said, but I do know this. I sense it deeply in my spiritual body, in my spirit itself, that you are reacting and you are sensing God's awesome love. And that fills Almighty God with total and utter joy, because he knows it and he responds by saying, beloved, put your trust in me. Put your faith in me. Thank you, Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? That doesn't matter. All these things will be added unto you. And if there is fear in your heart, that will go now in Jesus' name, because perfect love casts out fear. Fear cannot be there when God's love is pouring. So I know in Jesus' name that supernaturally fear is going. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I give you the honor and the glory. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that this particular part 24 of Draw Close to God will be listened to over and over and over by those you really need to teach and to reach in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is Worship Radio 247. Hillsong, and what a beautiful name.